For those people in the back, this is really a good turnout. 20 children. This is really great. The Lord loves this. Good morning. Let me try it again. Good morning. Thank you. So I brought with me an object. Anybody know what this little object is? Yes, ma'am. Salt. And it's in a special container. What kind of container is it in? Salt what? Was it? Shaker. And you can't see it, but they're looking at the big screens. Just stay right where you are. And all of them in the back there, they're seeing a big salt shaker like the one I have here. Now, the one they see is kind of tilted. In a little bit, I will tilt mine. So, let me tell you a little bit about salt. People use salt if they don't have a good flavor or they don't have enough flavor in their food. Maybe they're eating something and the flavor is just not coming through. So then what a person does is they take a little bit of salt in the shaker and they just put it on their food and voila, the flavor comes out and people go, wow, boy, does this really taste good. Now, it's up to your mom and dads if you're going to put salt on your food. I'm not advocating it, but just, you know, anyway. But that's what people use this salt for. And you keep it in a shaker. And lots of times, we had this one in a cupboard, but lots of times people keep a salt shaker right on the table along with salt and pepper so that they can season their food. Now, Jesus was talking a little bit about salt. And he says, salt is good, but if you keep salt out too long, it loses its saltiness, okay? It really does. So anyway, so he was talking a little bit about salt, and he says that we are to be salty. Like that? I don't think that's what Jesus was talking about. Instead, he was talking about that we, as we hear God's word, it makes us have flavor. It seasons our life too. A person that believes in Jesus shows it in his or her life. Now, if you were listening a little bit earlier when I was reading the Bible, it said we are not to lie, we are not to cheat, we are not to be angry. We're not supposed to do that. And when we do that, then we are, God's word is salting us. Now, where do we get all this? What are we supposed to do? We get it from God's word. And that's why it's so important that all of you come to church and Sunday school. Because by yourself, and even by myself, we forget what we're supposed to do. And so we come together, and God says, this is the way I want you to live your life. And there's one more thing that we have to do. God wants us to spread these good things among other people. For example, if you're real nice to another person, and maybe they have been mean to you and you're not mean to them, they'll say, why are you doing this? And you can say, because Jesus says it. And that's the most important thing. We are to be like Jesus in what we say and in what we do. We are to be like Jesus. But we all remember that sometimes we're not. And then we have to look at that big cross right up here. And the cross reminds us that Jesus died to save us from all of our sins. So would you join me in prayer this morning? Dear Jesus, please help me to be a witness and salt to the people around me. Your word tells me how to live my life so that I can follow you in everything I do and say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming up.